From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. Japanese Prime Minister Shinzo Abe says North Korea's firing of a ballistic missile into the Sea of Japan is absolutely intolerable. Mr. Abe spoke late Saturday alongside U.S. President Donald Trump at a cold news conference in Trump's Mar-a-Lago estate in Florida, where Mr. Abe has been visiting with Mr. Trump. The U.S. president said his country stands behind Japan 100%. A key aide to U.S. President Donald Trump said Sunday the White House is considering all of the options it has to blunt a court ruling freezing the president's order to ban travel from seven countries and block refugees from entering the United States. Senior policy adviser Stephen Miller spoke on Sunday on several national television programs. Miller said the Trump administration recognizes the equality of the three branches of the U.S. government, but said there is no such thing as judicial supremacy. He pointed out that no foreign national has a constitutional right to enter the country. Turkish troops and Syrian rebels pushed their way Sunday into the heart of the town of Al-Bab, an Islamic State bastion. Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan said the forces would soon take control of the entire town in northern Syria. Despite those claims, the British-based Syrian Observatory for Human Rights says fighting is still concentrated on the outskirts of the town. Military sources say al-Shabaab militants overran two small military camps outside Mogadishu in a dawn attack Sunday. Residents in the villages of Tasile and Warmahan say the militants attacked government troops at two camps. This is VOA News. Afghan troops, backed by American air support, launched a major offensive against Islamic State bases in Nangarhar province on Sunday. A regional military spokesman says security forces have been tasked with clearing Kot and Haska districts of IS militants before extending the effort to other districts. He said that both military and police forces have been involved in the counter-IS operation. The United Nations said Sunday last week's U.S. airstrikes in southern Afghanistan could have killed at least 18 civilians. The U.N. assistance mission in Afghanistan says the strikes targeted insurgent positions on Thursday and Friday in Sangin in Helmand province. On Friday, a U.S. military spokesman confirmed the U.S. carried out air raids against Taliban positions in the area and that it was looking into allegations of civilian casualties. More than 70,000 Greeks evacuated their homes in the country's second biggest city of Thessaloniki on Sunday and to allow experts to defuse a World War II bomb. The bomb, containing about 250 kilograms of explosives, was discovered 5 meters below ground during excavation work at a gas station last week. Police went house to house, ringing bells and knocking on doors to remind people within a 2-kilometer radius, mostly in the western suburb of Kordelio, to leave their homes. According to Greek media reports, the bomb was dropped by a British plane during airstrikes on the city's railway station and port in 1943. International Monetary Fund chief Christine Lagarde voiced optimism Sunday that U.S. President Donald Trump's planned tax cuts and construction spending would boost the American economy. Lagarde spoke at the World Government Summit in Dubai and said they could cause trouble for the economies around the globe. The IMF last month boosted its U.S. growth estimate a tenth of a point this year to 2.3% and four-tenths of a point to 2.5% in 2018. The Parliament of the Breakaway Republic of Somaliland has overwhelmingly approved an agreement to allow the United Arab Emirates to establish an air and naval base in the port town of Berbera. Somaliland President Ahmed Mohamed Silanyo presented the motion on Sunday to a joint session of both houses of the parliament, saying it will attract investments and will not bring any harm to Somaliland or the region. From the VOA News Center in Washington, I'm Dave DeForest.
That's the latest world news from VOA.